Good morning. We're continuing Chayyim Hilchos Shabbos, and we're learning Klal Yutes. We're starting Siman Aleph. Halosh Kegregeres is Chayiv. So the shear for Malachas, which are involved for food, the standard shear for that is the size of a Gregeres. If a person would make that amount of dough, he's going to be Chayiv. However, Pachas Mizeh is also in the Torah, Kedin Chol Chatzi Shear, Dosim in the Raisa. But the concept of Chatzi Shear, Dosim in the Torah, applies to Melech HaShabbos as well. The Gemara's Machloikas in Yuma, in the beginning of the 8th Perek, whether Chatzi Shear is Dosim in the Torah, Rabbi Yochanan and Shita, or Chatzi Shear is Mutim in the Torah, Rish Lachos and Shita. We pass like Rabbi Yochanan, that Chatzi Shear is Dosim in the Torah. There is an opinion that it only applies to food items. However, multiple sources, multiple Rishonim, multiple Rais and Gemara, which are Mashma, the Chatzi Shear, Asim in the Torah applies to actions as well. For example, over here, making a dough. So a person does an act of Lisha, unless then the size of Gregaris, it's still an Issa de Raisa. Minu Chai Bachi Gabel, he's passing like Rabbi Yisrael Behuda, that the Chiyav only comes when the person does the act of Gibel, which is the idea of actively stirring or kneading it together, mixing it together, as opposed to just placing the items together in the container. So he's passing to Rabbi Behuda that the Chiyav is not for the first step, it's only for the second step. Abadavka b'davar shubar Gibel, however, like we mentioned, the approach of most Rishonim, this is only true of something which the nature of it is that it's something which can really combine well. Kemach, for example, is flour which combines with water, or va'ofer, petit, you have dirt, you have mud. So when you add water to that, it becomes a very fine mixture, but you don't see the separate little pieces. It becomes a real bona fide chibur together. So in that situation, the chib is only once a person does gibel. Something which is, even when you mix it together, it doesn't really connect well. So there is the malacha of lush. However, it could go into Afer v'chol. For example, it's ash or sand. Take a mishinosim by mayim, say gibuloi v'chayim. As soon as we add water, that's considered the act of combining them. It doesn't really get combined better afterwards. So therefore, the malacha of lush applies, but it applies immediately. Okay, so this would be relevant in a sandbox. A child has a sandbox, and they want to play with sand. They want to pour some water onto the sand. So immediately upon pouring water onto the sand, they are doing a malacha deraisa. A parent is not allowed to see their child doing a malacha and condone that. And if they actively urge the child, then for sure it's also even by other adults, to putting the child in the sandbox with water and saying, have a good time, we might go under that umbrella. Person is actively inciting the child to do something which is usher for them to do, even though the child is doing it unaware that it's a malacha, it's still usher for them to do it. And a parent would have to intervene and stop the child from doing so. Now the Chayyim brings Yeshomer and the Fila Bekamach Yitzboy Chayv Tekem Mishiloso Bemaim. Now he brings the opinion which says we pass on like Rabbi that the Chiyuv starts immediately, even by the case of flour and water, where the act of stirring it, kneading it together, is a significant act. Just sitting there by itself with the water, it will not do something equivalent. So it's a significant act. Even so, the person is chayiv before that step, but just according to this opinion, just by putting water and flour together in the container, it's enough for the person to be chayiv even without stirring it together. Fine. Then he brings the opinion of the Rambam, like you mentioned, Yeshem the Rabbah, the Roshan of Gibel, Kamalon, the Philaim Megabloy, Inner Chayev. The Rambam approaches this the other direction. He says, if it's not a Bar Gibel, so then it's not the Raisa, because it doesn't really combine well. But with Kamalon the Chumra, Kimashu Mina the Raisa. We're dealing with the Raisa concept. We have to be Machmer, like the opinion of which says that there is Gibel, and the Gibel starts immediately as opposed to later on. Okay, we'll hold it here, and Bezim will pick up from here at this point, and the next year. Meanwhile, have a good day.